I always look forward to talking about this event. It's really, really, really fun, and I am ashamed to say that I've never been there for all the years that I've said that I want to go there, and I'll get into why in just a moment. This year's Ice Harvest Festival at Hanford Mills Museum in East Meredith, New York, is Saturday, February 6th from 10 to 4, which means it always comes right at the fun drive.
I understand.
And that's sort of the issue. But we're hoping that the fun drive will be over before then, and all will be cool. But using historic tools, children and adults can walk out in the frozen mill pond to cut and maneuver blocks of ice. The ice blocks are pushed up a ramp, then loaded onto sleds, which are hauled to a traditional ice house. And ice harvesting takes place all day. Visitors can take part in a variety of indoor and outdoor activities. And here to tell us more is the executive director of the Hanford Mills Museum and our dear friend, Liz Callahan. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Joe. I'm delighted to be here.
We always love having you here. I will say the first time we heard about this, I remember vividly we were talking about it. We said, well, you know, that sounds really interesting. And I wonder if it's as cool as advertised. And then you came on and just like blew us away. I'm like, well, it's even cooler than that.
Exactly. And that's so, just the tip of the iceberg.
It is the tip of the iceberg. So first of all, I'll ask the question that I always start off asking you. Tell us where East Meredith is.
East Meredith is about 10 miles from Oneonta.
Okay.
It's between Oneonta, Stamford, and Delhi. And if you're traveling from the capital district, you might head down 88 as if you were going west toward Binghamton, and about an hour, give or take, from depending on where you're coming in the capital district.
Yep.
If you're coming down 88, ignore your GPS and get off at exit 16. Your GPS might try to take you over a seasonal road. Ignore it. Call us for directions if
yes,
you have any
that's
concerns.
Right. You don't want to become a part of the ice harvest,
that's
do you?
Right.
So how did this all get started?
Well, it got started hundreds of years ago. The history of ice harvesting is really important to all our rural communities. And even the Hudson Valley, ice harvesting happened everywhere along the rivers and ponds and lakes because people harvested ice not just so they could have ice cream in the summer or a cold drink, but to really preserve their food for, you know, whether it was their agricultural products, if they were farmers, if they were an agricultural community, trying to keep meats and dairy products and vegetables cool and get them to market, or whether it was people in urban areas who had ice boxes and were trying to keep the products they purchased from the local grocer cold. So when we at Hanford Mills look at doing things as they were done traditionally at the mill, we look out at the mill pond. It's a source of water all season long as we operate our water-powered mill. But during the winter, the ice crop was very important in East Meredith and at Hanford Mills historically. We have lots of great records about that, lots of great diary entries. And we said, well, we're all about the power of water, solid, liquid, and gas, and let's demonstrate the power of water in its solid form, in its solid state, by harvesting ice and then doing food waste programs and talking about the role of ice as energy throughout the year and in a rural community and the importance of that energy in an agricultural economy. So almost 30 years ago, the museum began harvesting ice, demonstrating and letting people take a hand at helping with that process.
And using the tools, using everything that was originally done, and timestamp it for us. What era are we talking about?
Well, you know, ice harvesting didn't change a great deal, although there were mechanized processes that came into play. We're using mostly hand tools. So yep. We're talking late 19th, early 20th century traditional okay. ice harvesting before gas-powered engines were used to score the ice and before gas-powered saws were used to cut the ice. So we're really looking at about 100 years ago, give or take, where people were getting out with what looks like a big cross-cut saw, except only one person was holding it from the top, sawing up and down in a very kind of smooth motion, breaking that block off with a pike pole or a breaking bar, using a grapple to bring it up a channel and up a ramp, and then loading it onto a horse-drawn sled.
Now, 1 month ago, Christmas Day, I am in a lawn chair sitting out in front of a grill, having a beer with my relatives, and sitting in a Hawaiian shirt. It was 70-something degrees.
I have friends who are kayaking.
Right. And we went over to the lake, and there were kayakers and even some brave souls who were taking a dip. So, which leads me to the question of how is the ice this year?
We've got a great crop. We've got 9 inches.
Oh, that's great.
You know, there are all kinds of traditional...
Last year, you would have had how much?
Last year, at this time, well, by the time we got to ice harvest, we had between 18 and 20.
Because of so
and
much
it,
snow.
Because, and... it was some, because it was really so wickedly cold for all of January. And last year, maybe at this time, we spoke a week or so ahead of ice harvest. We probably had 15 inches. We can grow an inch a day, excuse me, if we have a nice cold night and a day that doesn't come above freezing. This year, 9 inches is a great crop. We, looking at the weather forecast, as long as we don't get warm and sloppy next week, we'll probably have close to a foot by the time we get to ice harvest.
That's great.
All the historical and current scientific knowledge says 4 inches you can walk on it, 6 inches you can do this, 8 inches you can drive a car on it. So it's safe
nine
for
inches,
our visitors.
9 inches, let's have a festival.
Yeah, it's safe for our visitors, it's safe for our staff, so let's have at it. We won't get greedy, but we hope to get to a foot.
Now, we're hoping for that, too. That'll be great. It should be winter, for goodness sakes. Let's make it winter. So we have about a minute and a half. So how can people take part in the Ice Festival? It'll go from 10 to 4 on February 6th at the Hanford Mills Museum, and all kinds of cool things going
all
on.
All kinds of cool stuff. First of all, if you need directions, call. Visit hanfordmills.org. We've got great directions from the Capital District. East Meredith, as I said, give or take an hour to an hour and a half from the Capital District, depending on where you're coming from, a straight shot down to 88. Come for the day, come for an hour or two. In addition to ice harvesting, everybody can try it. We've had 3-year-olds, 2-year-olds, 92-year-olds out on the ice. We've had people with varying degrees of physical challenges out on the ice. We work with everybody who wants to try their hand at harvesting ice, and they get to follow their ice to the ice house and enjoy a horse-drawn sleigh ride, warm up with hot soup in our hot soup buffet at our warming pits, check out historic cooking demonstrations in the Hanford House, ice fishing demonstrations. We've got all sorts of things. If you just want to try the ice harvesting, come and go. If you want to make a full day of it, we've got plenty to do. And hanfordmills.org will fill that out. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Call us at 607-278-5744 if you have any questions. Please come see us.
All right. Man, you've been doing this. You know what you're doing. Good plug. Liz Callahan is the executive director of the Hanford Mills Museum, telling us about this year's Ice Harvest Festival at the museum in East Meredith. It's Saturday, February 6th from 10 to 4. So if all goes well, you'll have a foot of ice. We'll be done the fun drive, and we can come out and see you and have a great time.
That would be wonderful, Joe.
HanfordMills.org. Liz, my best to the whole crew out there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, and good luck with the fun drive.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.